Welcome in, Holly Carlini, joining us as the Executive Director of the Prairie Arts Center. Holly, good to have you in the studio here in the month of April.
Yes, thank you.
So the spring season well underway. Tell us about the latest at the Prairie Arts Center, if you don't mind, Holly.
We have a lot of great things going on at the Prairie Arts Center. We have an exhibit currently in the gallery with North Platte Community College, so there's some art students that are in there through the end of the month.
Quite an exhibit, too, from what I've seen.
It is. Yeah. We have Armando Villarreal, who has his sports art.
It is stunning. It's amazing, and I saw some pictures. I think you posted them or sent them around, but they were just beautiful, just wonderful pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody hasn't had a chance to get in there yet or see them online, definitely pop in Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 4.
No charge.
Come
in and look around, yep.
Nope, come in and look around. You can stop in at any time, look at the gallery and any of the floors, watch the artists paint in their rooms, so that's always
awesome.
Exciting as well.
Yeah. Food for the soul.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly. We have some kid classes going on, too. It's never too young to get the kids involved in the arts.
No, and the earlier the better. That really has a lot of benefits for kids when you start them at an early age, whether it's their creative behavior or just learning how to deal with different media and moving their hands and different things like that. This year we doubled our classes. They're so popular. They sell out very quickly. Most of them are sold out, but we do have some that are available. They start at the end of May, and you can just pop on our website at prairieartscenter.org to register for those classes and get your kids involved.
Any specific ages you're looking for those, Holly?
Yeah, the youngest ones are 5 to 7,
okay.
And then the next age group is age 8 to 10, and then the next group after that is 11 to 14. So,
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
A bunch of different classes, and they're probably using mediums that kids aren't used to using, kind of gets them thinking a little bit and just interested in doing new projects.
And projects that they can continue throughout their entire lives, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe it's an introduction to watercolor or an introduction to oil pastels or using recycled materials, looking around your house, finding things that you can create fun projects with. We have all sorts of things, drawing and weaving and painting. And so really we're just hoping that it gets the kids excited in art. And then those prices start at $10 per class. They're there for an hour. I have the older kids 3-day progressive classes so they can work on kind of more involved classes.
Sure.
And those are $65 for the 3 days. So
very affordable. Ages 5 to 7, what do you start that age group on? Are they coloring? Are they drawing? Are they painting?
Oh, they're doing all of it.
All of it?
Yeah, they're doing all of it. We have some really fun classes where they're painting cactus rocks and putting them in flower pots.
Mm-hmm.
They're using kind of a resist method and painting on canvases. We're using different materials like bubble wrap to create texture to paint with, and then you paint around it. They're using watercolor. So they're using the same materials that the older kids and adults would use. We just kind of cater that to somebody that's their age, so it kind of introduces them to those different mediums, so they're comfortable with it, and they're not afraid to use different things.
And
to
it kind of makes something they can take home too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. These are really fun projects. You'll notice I have a lot of kids that come back from year to year. Some of my kids have actually aged out, so some of them are helping now, which is kind of
awesome.
Fun. They're volunteering in those classes, and.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say they have those projects hanging up in their houses, which is fun to hear.
Some long-lasting memories that go along with this.
Yeah, that is right. And then we're adding a few more classes during June. I'm just putting these up on the website this week. We'll be doing some teepee building where they can paint their own teepees, where they can actually use them, get inside of them. And we'll have a Van Gogh month in May where we're focusing on painting Van Gogh style. And that's for kids and adults. Some of my kids' classes, adults are asking me why we don't teach those for them. So
you're
we're
a little jealous, that. Are they?
I know, I think so. They're a lot of fun, so people are asking for those.
Again, we have Holly Carlini joining us this morning on Mugs in the Morning here talking about the latest at the Prairie Arts Center. And Previewing a little bit what's coming up in May, we know June's going to be here before we know it with Nebraska Land Days. A lot of excitement over at the Prairie Arts Center with the Nebraska Land Days Art Show, right?
Yeah, that's always a huge exhibit for us in June. We have always well over 100 pieces. I do have some entries that are starting to come in. They come in from all over Nebraska and some of the surrounding states. So we're always excited to share that. There's specific categories that people enter in, which is Western, wildlife, and landscape this year.
Okay.
And there's prizes that are for the artists for those, and then we pair up with Nebraska Land Days, and the best of show is then asked to create a piece to sell for the Buffalo Bash. So that's kind of an exciting thing as well for the artists to look forward to, and it's a competitive show, so it really, it's gets them excited about who's going to enter and what kind of artwork they'll see.
Awesome.
So that's coming in June. May, what kind of, do you have a big display in May too?
Yep, May we have artist Jenny Raymond. She's a textile artist from Gothenburg, and she creates fantasy quilt textiles. And so we'll be having on May 1st a tea event with her where you can buy tickets to come in, and she's known all over the country. She is a Bernina artist. Bernina is a company that creates sewing machines, so she toured all over with them in fashion shows and runways with her art, and so people can listen to her talk about her pieces, enjoy some tea, and watch a fashion show. So
I learned a little bit about her work, too. Then I mean, how you become I guess she's a professional, or at least a paid artist for some of her work, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So they get some insights into that possibility too, right?
Yeah, it's something different. You know, if people
that's great.
Sometimes maybe think that the art center is just about painting or drawing, but there's so many art forms that are out there, and we really strive to try to share that with people. Another fun event that we'll have on June 12th that we're working on is called Fire on the Prairie, and it will be in our entire parking lot. We're bringing together artisans and metalsmiths, and it'll be a free event for the public, but they can come in and experience what bladesmithing is like. For those of you that have watched the History Channel and have watched Forged in Fire, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they make knives. One of the winners of that show will be in our parking lot, and we'll be teaching kind of intro to bladesmithing. We'll let people get their hands on what it feels like to hold a hammer and bang on a piece of metal on the anvil.
The winners of that show will be in North Platte.
One of them, yeah.
One of them, that's
awesome.
Peyton Ram, so he'll be there. We have a couple blacksmiths. We'll have an aluminum pour artist where they create molds and pour hot aluminum and create sculptures. And we have a sculpture artist from Kearney coming, and she'll have her plasma cutter in the parking lot and cutting out sculptures and creating all these crazy things for us to see, participate in. They'll have some pieces for sale. People want to do that as well. So
awesome. Fire on the plains.
Fire on the prairie.
On the prairie.
You're close, George.
Yeah, it was
pretty close.
Pretty close.
What day is that and time again?
That's on June 12th. It will be all day long. I think we're going to start about 10. We're just getting ready to release that. But we'll have some leather working and silversmithing and... I hope I don't miss anybody. There's quite a few people coming, so we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Great.
A lot to look forward to at the Prairie Arts Center, Holly. As always, it's good to have you in the studio. And if folks want to learn more about anything we've discussed this morning, how can they do so?
They can pop onto our website. It's prairieartscenter.org. They can give us a call at 534-5121 or always on our Facebook. We have everything on there as well.
Yeah, pretty active social media accounts for you, too.
Yes, we try to be.
Holly, thanks for joining us in the studio this morning. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning as we have Chuck Burr joining us next on KODY.